Some rural communities in the region are reopening without the comprehensive testing and tracing needed to identify outbreaks. But as our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports, there may be a solution: local fundraising.
Instead of waiting for state and federal governments to make tests widely available in rural communities, towns could take the challenge on for themselves. Christine Porter is a public health professor at the University of Wyoming.
A small community could say, hey, we're just going to figure out. We're going to fundraise. We're going to buy all the tests we can get. And we are going to do our own testing and tracing so that we can safely reopen.
She points to one example. The nonprofit Community Foundation of Jackson Hole in Wyoming is underwriting tests for un- or underinsured people there. It's paid for around 40 so far and expects more than 300 people to participate during a special testing day on Thursday. Lori Andrews is president of the nonprofit.
We want everyone to be tested, and we want to make certain through vouchers that they show up and we know really the status of our community as far as where they stand with this virus.
Andrews says the nonprofit has allocated about $10,000 to the project. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.